With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A judge has thrown out the classified documents charges against former President Trump. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
In a significant legal ruling, Judge Eileen Cannon dismissed dozens of felony counts accusing Trump of illegally handling classified documents and obstructing FBI efforts to get them back. The judge sided with defense lawyers who said the special counsel in the case was illegally appointed. Trump, who is here in Milwaukee for the Republican National Convention, wrote on social media that this ruling should be just the first step in the dismissal of all his other legal cases, which he described as politically motivated witch hunts. Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Republican National Convention is kicking off today. Delegates and officials descending on Milwaukee, Wisconsin, just 2 days after the Saturday assassination attempt on former President Trump, as he prepares to become the GOP's official nominee. Republican National Committee member David Bossie spoke with WISN.
I can't tell you how excited. First, I was excited to get to see him anyway, but after yesterday, the welcome that he's going to get here, I think, is just going to be a very emotional and overwhelming thing.
There's speculation Mr. Trump will name his vice presidential pick at any moment. The top three contenders, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, and North Carolina Governor Doug Burgum, all scheduled to speak to Republican delegates at some point this week. Investigators still hunting for clues on what may have driven Thomas Matthew Crooks to try to assassinate former President Trump. The FBI is investigating the assassination attempt as a potential act of domestic terrorism. On Wall Street, the Dow had 300 points and the NASDAQ adding 189. This is SRN News. A look at Republican voters.
With the GOP opening its presidential nominating convention, the Pew Research Center has decided to take a deep dive into who Republicans are. One of the key findings of the poll is that GOP voters are a lot more religious than everybody else. 81% of Republicans identify with some Christian denomination compared to 67% of all registered voters. Just 15% of Republicans are non-religious. Bernie Bennett, SRN News.
A proposed amendment to New York's Constitution to bar discrimination over so-called gender identity and pregnancy outcomes will appear on state ballots. The ruling from the state's highest court affirms a lower court ruling from June. Democrats are hoping the ballot question will drive turnout in their favor this fall, admitting that pregnancy outcomes is a stealthy way of referring to abortions. Republicans have also begun to strategize around the proposed amendment, pointing out how it would enshrine transgenderism. This is SRN News. Many are working quickly to save an iconic structure.
The Hudson Athens Lighthouse in danger of toppling into the water, and advocates for the 150-year-old lighthouse in the middle of the Hudson River are now trying to save it. Turbulence from passing commercial vessels speeding the deterioration of the wooden supports below. Hudson Athens Lighthouse Preservation Society raising money to place a submerged steel curtain around the lighthouse, a project that could cost up to $10 million. Jason Walker reporting.
RMS Titanic Incorporated, the company that owns the salvage rights to the Titanic, is undertaking its first expedition to the ship's wreckage in years. The Georgia-based firm holds the legal rights to salvage the wreck of the ship. The expedition, they will use modern imaging technology to capture detailed images of the ship. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.